Correction officers say they are still in shock that late on a July Friday, with very little advance warning, Governor Andrew Cuomo's prison agency announced the closure of four prisons within the next year. Now they are asking the legislature to rescind the closures. WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has more.
Normally, when a governor wants to close a prison or any other state-run facility, he proposes the change in his state budget proposal in January. Then the legislature either agrees or disagrees, and a final decision to close or keep open the facility is made in the completed state spending plan sometime in the spring or summer. But Governor Cuomo's Department of Corrections decided on a slow summer Friday afternoon, 5 weeks after the legislative session ended, to announce that four prisons would be shuttered by July 26, 2014. They cited a declining inmate population. The president of the union that represents the prison guard says he was stunned when he first received word early on Friday morning. Don Rowe is with the Correctional Officers and Police Benevolent Association of New York State.
Obviously, myself and my members were shocked to receive the news on Friday morning, a month and a week after the legislative session, that the governor wished to close four more correctional facilities.
The prisons to be closed include three medium security prisons, Mount McGregor in Saratoga County, Chateauguay in Franklin County, and Butler in Wayne County. Also on the closure list, Monterey Shock, a minimum security prison in Schuyler County. 675 people work at the prisons. A press release from the governor's corrections agency cites as the reasons the dramatic reduction in the number of drug offenders. New York recently eased its strict Rockefeller-era drug laws. The agency says violent crime is also declining, and the overall prison population has shrunk by one quarter since a high point in 1999. But Rowe, with the prison guards union, says that's not the full story of what's going on in the prisons. He says in 1999, the prisons were severely overcrowded and many inmates were double bunked, creating potentially dangerous conditions. And he says as fewer people are convicted and sentenced of lesser drug crimes, the inmate population overall has grown more violent and more dangerous.
70% of our inmate population are violent offenders. We have maximum security inmates in medium security facilities because we don't have the maximum space for them. And this would be a time to take down the double bunks, to right-size the system, give us enough space to work with.
Rowe says 8,000 prisoners are still double bunked. He says the newest round of downsizing comes after the Cuomo administration has closed 11 other prisons and other correctional centers in the past 3 years. The Department of Correction says none of the 675 staff members at the four prisons should lose their jobs. All will be offered positions at other prisons or state agencies. But in the vast regions of upstate, prisons are often several hours apart, and Rowe says many who choose to stay will be uprooted.
It's going to cause a void in the community, and certainly the employee has to either look to transfer far away in the state or leave the state.
A Department of Corrections spokesman declined to do a recorded interview to answer the union's concerns. But spokesman Tom Maley, in an email, says under state law, the governor's agencies do not have to seek approval from the legislature to close a prison as long as a one-year notice is given. It's estimated the changes will save $30 million. Some state lawmakers who have the prisons slated for closure in their districts are also upset. Senator Kathy Marchione, whose district includes Mount McGregor, the largest prison on the closure list, says in a statement that the news is disappointing. She's demanding an action plan to make sure workers will still have jobs and the surrounding community won't suffer economic hardship. Rowe says he hopes the legislature will convince the governor to reconsider. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.